Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the 2023 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana. And our coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com is courtesy of Performance Ranch. Performance Ranch helps you manage cow-calf data in real time. You can create and access digital records whether you're in the pasture, at the chute, or in the barn without searching for a notebook or group text. Learn more at PerformanceLivestockAnalytics.com. It's the 62nd annual production sale of Mr. Herford's, Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale. Coming Saturday, February 4th, 150 service-age Herford and Angus bulls, 75 Herford and Angus heifer pairs, and heavy breads. The sale happening February 4th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Attend the sale in person or check it out on DVAuction.com. Catalog and videos at DVAuction.com. Call Van Mester for more information, 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch Production Sale, Saturday, February 4th.
Well, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association policy meeting took place today. The forum opened with Governor Kevin Stitt talking about his list of accomplishments that his office has made for cattle producers.
Yeah, well, first off, it's just so good to be here with cattle producers. These are my people. The rural parts of our state are just so important to me. But I just kind of walked through some of the things. We've slashed some red tape and put county assessors, expanded the list for documents for county assessors so they can determine eligibility for agricultural exemptions. That's a request that we had. We authorized the agricultural enhancement and diversification programs, so make it easier for veterans and young farmers to get grants and loans. And so just a lot of stuff. We implemented House Bill 1682, which exempts personal property taxes on livestock and supports the families, putting more money back in our farmers' pockets. So all those things we're just continuing to advocate for at the state capitol.
Regarding conversations concerning high-speed internet across Oklahoma, Stitt said there's going to be around $1 billion brought into the state to help aid high-speed internet connectivity.
You know, back in 2019, I set a vision to be top 10 in broadband and set up a broadband council. Last year, we set another broadband committee up. It's actually an organization. I met with the federal government. There's going to be about $1 billion brought into our state as we want high-speed connectivity all across the state of Oklahoma. That's going to be so good for rural Oklahoma, for our rural schools, for AP classes, for more access for our kids. And so we've moved up already 23 spots in our rankings since 2019, and we're going to continue that momentum. And my goal is to have 95% connectivity by 2028.
Another important topic Stitt mentioned in his chat was his view on school choice.
School choice is just empowering parents and giving parents more options. That's all it is. If you've got a son that's dyslexic or a daughter that needs reading tutoring or has special needs, or you know your son or daughter wants to be an AMP mechanic, we want them to have more options across the state of Oklahoma. So that's all that is making schools compete and really think about what is getting every kid college ready or career ready. And we have so many great rural schools, and primarily I love our rural schools. And so it by no means, and during the campaign they were sending out mailers saying that I was going to close rural schools. It's not true. We're actually budgeting to put another hundreds of millions of dollars more in education this year, and I'm going to continue to do that. I've got a $4 billion savings account, and so I can't afford to invest in one of the most important priorities that I could possibly do, and that's educating the next generation.
To hear my complete conversation with Governor Kevin Stitt from the OCA policy meeting, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.